Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 114 for Monday, October 21st, 2019.
So where's her next story bring us to?
We're doing the recap now.
This is the part where we tell you what we're going to do, even though we've already done it. Okay, let me do it right now. Right. So this week on the Two Bobs, we have a great episode.
Wrong.
Finnegan's going to join us. Who's my dog? Because he's a good boy, and he's decided to join us for the majority. He left a little while ago. But anyway, we're going to talk about the Two Bobs. We're drinking. We're going to talk about a new pizza concoction that is just the worst thing ever.
Talk a little bit about the Nats going to the World Series, because I'm excited about it.
And I'm vicariously excited for it.
And Rob's a little bit excited too, since his team didn't make it.
I got a semi.
And then we'll talk about crazy news, which is going to take us.
I got a bony.
Actually, a couple times we'll be in Florida. We're going to talk about a neck tattoo.
Oh.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Perfect.
An elderly assault.
Snakes on a plane.
Alexa helping a little boy with his homework.
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Thank you. Some farm animals. In Area 51, but don't tell anybody.
And I pre-drink tonight. Great news, guys.
It wasn't obvious.
Oh, it's going to be a good episode. So I don't know if we talked about this last week, but the Nationals are in the World Series.
They are.
Crazy, well,
I think it happened after we recorded last week.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't remember exactly when. It's been kind of a whirlwind. I mean, we never expected to be there. 19-31 in May, I think it was.
You guys
I had written them off, and we sat here and we were talking about it. And I was like, you know what? Never mind. And
Just to put things in perspective, there was a time, and it wasn't like at the very beginning of the season, where like the Tigers had a better record than the Nationals. The problem is that the Nationals went in the right direction and just came back and made the wild card have dominated, where the Tigers just fell off the face of the fucking earth and had the worst record, the worst season in baseball. So, you know, you lose some. So what's funny though is I was talking to some guys at work, and we have like a group chat with a bunch of guys at work, and they were talking about who we were rooting for, and I said, you know, usually I root for whoever is in the American League, but I said this year, I said I have some buddies in DC, and we're gonna root for the Nats this year, so we're gonna switch things up. Plus, you know, even though Scherzer, it's been years at this time since he's been a Tiger, but I'm still I still love Max, and you know, he's just like you know, Verlander on the Astros a couple years ago. I rooted for the Astros just because Verlander was pitching, but so you know, you guys have Scherzer
and Anibal Sanchez.
That's good enough for me. And Anibal Sanchez, and
he pitched lights out in the first game against the Cardinals. Had a no-hitter going through 7 innings, I think.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So, I know. So we
glad we raised all these great pitchers for you. You're welcome.
And then we dumped Tigers them. Pass offs.
Then we unloaded them onto your team, and now you're in the fucking World Series, and the Tigers had the worst season in baseball. Great. Let's talk about beer.
We gave you Jordan Zimmermann. And I was bummed when he left, because he's from Wisconsin, and I'm a Packers fan. Yeah. So he was kind of a fan favorite. He pitched a no hitter for us, and so you know, he hasn't been the same since he left. I guess the Nats knew when to dump.
I mean, I want to love Zimmermann, but he just has been so inconsistent on the Tigers, and you know, I just I've not fallen in love with him, unfortunately. You know, we'll see what happens. You know, every year we're hoping that it's going to be his year. But it just hasn't happened. Hopefully next year, the Fulmer should be back on the Tigers, who was kind of when, you know, after Verlander left, he was kind of our, so he was Verlander's protege, but then he got injured and he was out all last season. So hopefully he's back in the starting position and helping us out next year as we continue to rebuild. But anyway, like I was saying, let's get to the beer because I'm getting depressed.
Hey, bartender, another beer. You know, we got to talking and I didn't turn my board again.
So
it's like I don't even know if I remember.
Oh, password. Every fucking week now you just.
Well, I know. Well, no, I was good about it the last couple of weeks.
Maybe.
It's been a little while since I forgot to turn this thing on. I'm still getting used to it.
Perhaps.
I mean, I sat down here for 30 minutes waiting for you. I could have at least turned it on.
See, if you hadn't switched from the iPad to the Android tablet, you would have already had the drop playing.
I wouldn't have needed to know what my password is because I would have just put my thumb on there.
Something like that. So great news. I've already had several of these today. It's Friday. I was, I made a commitment to myself that I was going to get out of the office by 3 o'clock today. And it worked. I did it. So I came home and I picked up this beer. And it turns out I've had it before. I don't remember having it. Fuck. So I forgot to actually check in. Hold on.
Oh, I didn't either.
Oh, man. We're just... threw me off because I had already checked into this beer. But I'm going to do it again. You know, I don't usually check into the same beer more than once just because I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make an exception because, you know, it's for the sake of the podcast here.
Yeah.
And by the way, while I'm doing this and while you're doing that, you can always follow us on Untappd, which is where we do when we say we're checking in. That's where we're going for that. And Untappd is kind of a social network for beer drinkers. If you are a fan of beer and you want to learn more about the beer that we drink every week on the episodes, you can go to Untappd. It's UNTAPPD. Feel free to friend us as well. You can find me at PhilRoberts33. And where can you be found, Robert?
I'm at RobertK328.
Fantastic.
I checked into mine before. I've had it, but we were excited that we finally found it in bottle form. Because I always get it on tap and put it in my growler.
And I did see. I did get a little peek at what you were drinking because I mean you put it on the show note or on the episode lineup, and it does look pretty damn good. So, but you know, in true fashion, I go first with this. And this week, I have a beer, and like I said, I've had several. This is my third. Or fourth, I don't know, for tonight. And it's a Screaming Pumpkin Ale. You know, it's mid-October. We're getting into the Halloween season here. And so I figure, you know, get a pumpkin ale on the books. And this is Screaming Pumpkin Ale from Griffin Claw, who's a local brewery here in Southeast Michigan out of Birmingham, Michigan. And what it is an ale brewed with pumpkin and spices. And it doesn't say a whole lot, but I'm gonna go to I don't know what the fuck this is, like a bunch of random quotes on here. Only the That's knife dumb. Knows what goes on in the heart of a pumpkin. Okie dokie. Hold on, I'm gonna pull it up here on Untappd and see what Untappd has to say about it. Maybe it may not give me any more clever anecdotes.
Well, just checked in, you could have read it there.
I wasn't thinking about it, though. Yeah, all it does is say, it says the same fucking thing here. Well, it's okay. So it says, Screaming Pumpkin is an amber ale brewed with roasted pumpkin and spice with cinnamon, nutmeg, allspice, and ginger, lightly hopped with a spice background. So it actually has roasted pumpkin in it, because we've talked about the difference between pumpkin and pumpkin spice.
Right.
This actually has actual pumpkin in it, which is just great news. And this is 5% alcohol by volume, so it's a little bit lighter than what I usually drink, but that's why I've already had several of them, just to kind of, you know, warm myself up. And it's 15 IBUs, and it's a really good beer. Actually, I'm gonna it's been, you know, a couple of minutes here, so let me refresh myself before I talk more.
Make sure you haven't forgotten anything.
I can
about
smell
it.
The pumpkin, and I can smell the cinnamon. Definitely some nutmeg.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of a small glass.
Well, I had a larger glass.
Is that a ladies' glass?
Kelly was drinking. No, it's not a fucking ladies' glass. Kelly was drinking, her usual soft parade. And I must have grabbed her glass by mistake. Luckily, they were both empty. So yeah. She didn't get any extra of my beer. I don't have any soft parade with my pumpkin ale.
Okay.
Yeah, because that would suck. I'd have to dump the whole thing because it would just taint it.
throw the glass away.
I'd incinerate it, actually. So, but anyway, it's really good. You can taste the pumpkin, just like it says, the pumpkin, the cinnamon, the spice, all kind of in the, it's all kind of in there. It's a good pumpkin ale, nice and solid brew. I rated it 4 on Untappd, which is the same thing that rated it last time I drank this, apparently. Although, and I hate to say it, I don't remember drinking it, but that being said, it's pretty good. So Griffin Claw I've had several times on the show. I had to figure it out by Griffin Claw in episode 39. Cheetos are not chips, which is still true. And Figure It Out is a phenomenal, it's like a vanilla coconut porter, which I still love. I still every time I see one, I got to pick a couple of those up. So that's highly, highly recommended. Episode 90, Doorbell Liquor. I don't know if you remember that episode.
Yep.
I had a Flying Buffalo Barrel Aged Raspberry and Chocolate from Griffin Claw. Again, really good one. Episode 91, Microsoft Refund Department. I had an El Rojo, which I don't remember. But no, I remember that one because I have a couple still, and they're pretty good. And that's it. And then, so if you're looking for a nice pumpkin ale and you happen to be, they distribute pretty locally. I'm not sure they even distribute outside of Michigan. But nonetheless, if you happen to see one, it's a good one to pick up.
That sounds good. It's a lot like the one I had last week, which wasn't pumpkin, but it was that Oktoberfest kind of flavor. I don't think I've gotten any pumpkin ones this year. I've seen the pumpkin with the coffee in it that I haven't gotten yet, but I need to grab it. I haven't been to the office very much, so I haven't been able to get over to Norm's. But
who makes this the pump?
I'll be there.
Who makes the pumpkin? Is it right brain?
Right, left hand. Wait,
no. Left hand. No
pumpkin.
Let's see. Southern Tier.
Southern Tier. I was going to say Southern Tier, but for some reason it didn't seem right.
We had that in episode 36. Kiki or Fudgy?
Yeah, the coffee one.
I don't know. It says pumpkin.
Well, there's a pumpkin. There's an Imperial Pumpkin, and then there's a coffee pump. I'm pretty sure it's called coffee.
Let's see here. Oh, wait. So we had that episode 79, criminal stimulation.
Yeah.
I had a cold pressed coffee pumpkin from Southern Tier. Yeah, that's right. Highly recommended as well. I may have actually rated that one higher than this one. I don't remember. They're all pretty good, though.
Yeah. Well, pumpkin is the gold standard of pumpkin beer, so he probably did. But speaking of coffee. Which is kind of why I was going down that direction. I've got something that I have not had on the show, and I haven't even had this brewery on any of the episodes. And It is a Two Bob's Virgin, but not a virgin to the Kilimowski household. And this is the Old Busthead, which is a Northern Virginia brewery. It is their Caramel Macchiato Stout, which is something that we've had on tap there. Have never had it in the bottle, so it makes me a little bit nervous to get something that's been. I don't think it's been sitting that long, but compared to getting it fresh out of the tap at the brewery, it's a little bit later. So I'm curious to see if I notice any difference. But again, it's the Caramel Macchiato Stout from Old Busthead. And the website says, using our oatmeal stout as a base, a sustainably sourced locally roasted coffee from Cafe Crayole, our Caramel Macchiato Stout has the rich aroma of flavored iced coffee. Vanilla extract and natural sugar combined with the roasted malts to lend a subtle caramel sweetness for a brew that is refreshing in the summer and decadent in the winter. It's 5.7% alcohol by volume and 30 IBUs, so it's relatively light as far as the bitterness goes. And the ingredients are right there on the website, and it's got a couple different malts in there, varying caramel malts, and then it pretty much goes through a bunch of the different hops. And pure cane sugar, vanilla extract, coffee concentrate, and or coarse ground coffee beans and ale yeast, whatever that is.
Ooh, ale yeast.
Yep. So I'm going to give it a shot. Not that I haven't been sipping on it, and see if I can get a lot of those flavors in there, even after it's been bottled.
Fan fucking tastic.
It smells like caramel. It almost smells like a caramel you know, apple, when you put it up to your face and you just smell caramel, that's what it has.
I like caramel.
The caramel hits you. It's got that sweetness, not overly sweet, like if you put an actual piece of caramel in there, but you get that smoothness and the creaminess from the caramel, and then the coffee kind of hits you. It's not overly strong, so like Melissa's, this is one of her favorites, if not her favorite. She's not a coffee drinker, but she does really like this. I still like it quite a bit, even though, like I said, it's not right out of the tap, and I continue to keep it at the 4.5. It is a very, very solid beer, so if you're ever able to get some, we happen to get this bottled at Costco, and that's noted in my Untappd check-in. Just happened to be a surprise that they had it, and it's in a pretty good-sized bottle here. I guess it's a bigger 16-ounce bottle, but we grabbed four of them, and I think probably there'll be one or two gone by the time I get back upstairs. So I'm going to enjoy the rest of this one and hope there's some left for me.
Nice. Well, this will probably drink it all.
She might. She got to be up early, though. She got to. We're starting into the college tour time, so they got to be up bright and early to head out for that. So,
oh boy, it's getting already. Jesus.
Yes. It's yes. Tell me about it.
Does she at least want to stay in state or no?
She's looked at a couple different places. So some of them are relatively close. So we're in Virginia, as we've talked about. So West Virginia, North Carolina, Virginia, of course. I don't think any of them have gone farther than that. So
that's good.
So still relatively close.
So still a place you can drive through in a day. Drive to in a day, I should say.
Yep. Yeah, easily. So that's good.
Nice. So Harrison just joined Cub Scouts. So they were nice enough to show up at a school and give a little presentation last week. And since then, he just obsessed about joining Cub Scouts. And, you know, I try to support my kids and what they're excited about, what they're passionate about. And so I said, all right, buddy, let's do this. Let's do Cub Scouts.
Yeah.
I'm not much of a... I guess you could say I'm not the outdoorsy type. Like, I'm not one. I don't own a tent. I don't. I have no desire to sleep outside under the stars. Like, I like my bed with the nice memory foam mattress and the climate controlled environment of my house that, you know, doesn't have bugs crawling all around it and stuff like that. But I said, you know what? If he really is passionate about this, then I'll do it. So last night went to the first like pack meeting. And it was like their Halloween one. So, you know, everybody was wearing costumes and everything like that. And I know that the Cub Scouts do the overpriced popcorn. And I was like, but, you know, they probably already did it already because we were kind of getting in a little bit late. Well, sure enough, the pack leader or whatever the hell his name is, he was like, hey, we still have a couple days left of popcorn sales. Yeah. Do you want to try to sell some? And I'm like, damn it, it's my first day. Like, I don't want to be the guy like right off the bat. It's like, no, I don't want to do that.
Dumb.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I'd love to sell popcorn. So I kid you not, I have so much pop. I have thousands of dollars worth of popcorn in the back of my truck right now. Like, he's like, well, just stop by my house after the meeting and I'll load you up. So, God, I have so much popcorn. And I sold a couple $100 to some coworkers today. So
like,
you know,
five bags.
Yeah, seriously. It's like some of the stuff, like the little bag, the cheapest thing is $10. And it's a tiny little bag of caramel corn. But like, if you want like the chocolate caramel crunch, which is really good, or the salted caramel, like those, which are larger bags, but that's like $25. Like the cheese lovers, which has three different kinds, is $30. The tins are like $60. I'm looking at this like, Jesus Christ.
It's tins are $5 at Christmas at Target.
Seriously. I mean, it is really good too. And I will say like something around like 73% of it actually goes to our local pack. So I feel like the majority is going toward, you know, it's better than just simply asking for a donation, you know, because they get something for it. But, you know, I mean, most of it is a donation, but you're also buying a thing of popcorn as well. So anyway, you know, that's what we've been up to. And then tomorrow I have swimming for Harrison. We have a One of my colleagues is having a milestone birthday, and so the big surprise party for her tomorrow. So I'm going to that tomorrow evening, and I'm going to Uber.
Are there
going to
be strippers?
Probably not, because she's turned. You know, she's female, but you know.
That's
you
never, boring.
And it's at a country club, like a really exclusive private country club. So probably not Mar-a-Lago. So much on the something along those lines. Probably around the same level. So going out tomorrow, and you know, going to the cider mill. Do they have cider mills in Virginia?
I was going to say, what the hell is that?
Oh my! This is a Michigan thing then, apparently. So they have. Yeah, they have these places there. That make apple cider.
Yeah.
And you get apple cider and you get donuts. And, but they like, they have, it's like, there's usually like an apple orchard there. But it's an actual mill that makes apple cider. Oh. You know what apple cider is?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, we got that. We went and picked apples a week ago and we got the cider. We tried to get the apple cider donuts, but they had already sold out.
Yeah. But do there's they actually no make mill. The cider there?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had the big presses and stuff like that. That's a cider mill. No. It's the same
thing.
There's
no mill. There's no, like, it's got like a big wheel with the water that goes through
it. Yeah.
No, that's dumb. They don't have that.
Well, I would say this. I mean, the cider mills, we still call them cider mills. I don't think that the mills actually, I think it's all just work. It works on gas now and hydraulics, but there's still one of them in my area still has an actual mill. I don't think the wheel actually does anything, but who knows.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, that sounds fun. Yeah. It's a good fall destination stuff
for sure. So great. So we've talked about the beers.
Yeah,
fuck, I'm wasted. And so let's move on to random shit. Now, I clicked on this link, Robert, and fucking nothing's happening. It's just, it's giving me like a random would you rather question.
Yeah.
But I think.
Yeah, you ask yourself the question and then you click on it to decide.
It's not nothing's
happening. And they don't even really rate to each other?
Nothing's happening, though.
Oh, there's no words on the buttons?
No, there's words, but like clicking on it doesn't do anything.
Oh, that's you submitting your vote.
Yeah, but I don't think.
And then does it put a check mark on it?
There's a check mark next to the one that has the
maybe it's over.
Votes.
Oh, all right. So I went to the next one. Then there's a little arrow on the side.
There's no arrow
on the right side.
There's no fucking arrow, Rob. Oh wait, now there's an arrow. I refreshed.
Yeah.
I refreshed. Let's see what nothing's happening. God damn it.
Your internet might be broken. Well, that's fine.
My internet's working fine. God, let me see. Son of a bitch. Fuck this website.
Well, we'll come back to it. You want to do the,
yeah.
I feel like we've talked about this pizza before, but we'll do it again.
Have we talked about this? I mean, we've talked about a lot of pizza, but I'm not sure we've talked about this exact thing. And what this is it's from our friends at Delish. Every website's our friends, by the way. They have no idea who the fuck the two Bobs are, but they're friends of the show.
They're friends
they're
of the
friends
show.
Friends of the show, Delish.
Your listeners are friends of the show too, even though you don't do shit for us either.
And exactly. And so they had no value whatsoever to our lives. So
I channeled you there.
So I love pizza, and everybody, if you've listened to the show for any length of time, you know about how passionate I am about pizza.
Good.
The question I really am struggling with answering is what I eat this pizza, though. What it is somebody made a candy corn pizza.
I love candy corn, by the way.
I love
pizza. I just don't know that I can do them together.
Well, that's the thing. I like steak. I like ice cream. Do I want to eat steak ice cream? Probably not. And I feel like this is like around the same thing. Like, I love pizza and candy corn. I don't know if I want them together, though. Like, I feel like to me, it's along the same lines as pineapple on pizza, right? It's just, I don't want sweet on my pizza. It's got to be all savory. And and so somebody just covered a pizza in candy corn
and then baked it.
So it's a candy corn fucking pizza.
And but it even, still has all the other stuff on it. It's got the sauce and the cheese. They just, instead of putting pepperonis on it, they just put a single layer of candy corn.
Oh, shit, no. Ass Wolf doesn't seem to like it. Ass Wolf on Twitter.
The real Ass Wolf. He's the one who invented it.
At the real Ass Wolf. So he made it. So he's the one who made it. Ass Wolf made this pizza. First off, a guy named Ass Wolf, I don't know if I trust anything he says or does, right? Like, his name's Ass Wolf. And actually, what's funny is, though, it apparently Twitter is on fire because of this pizza this guy made. And this person, who I do agree with, says, to those who think that pineapple on pizza is a bad idea, look at this shit. Yes, that's candy corn on pizza. Discuss. And winking face and smiling emoji and smiling emoji. So, another guy says, candy corn on pizza? Why? Why? Candy corn doesn't belong on pizza.
Because you can, Rob.
This is the grossest thing I've ever seen, according to Catriel Clark.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let me know if you ever open a restaurant so I can make sure to never go there. Tis the no.
I'm scrolling through his Twitter feed, by the way, and it's a scary place, Rob. I wouldn't recommend it.
So don't go to
As you can imagine,
have to. And if you want to play along, you want to go to @therealasswolf. He has 16,000 followers. Yeah. And let's see what we got going on here.
So one of the most recent ones, he's taking a selfie of himself in a mirror.
Spooky glory hole.
Go down to, keep going down, probably two down from that.
Oh, boy. I couldn't find tape or Band-Aids to cover my nipples so that my bodysuit wouldn't saw them off. But I did find these fall-themed Trader Joe stickers that I asked for at the register one time. So happy Halloween.
So he's wearing Jesus like a Christ. Fishnet bodysuit.
All credibility. He had lost all credibility at Candy Corn on Pizza, but Trader Joe's fucking, oh boy, Trader Joe's stickers on the nips. All right.
Moving on.
He's dressed in like a wolf costume. He's like a big gay slutty wolf. He's vacuuming. He's vacuuming his lawn.
Maybe that's where the Ass Wolf comes from.
I'm not gonna lie. You kind of have to. You have to go check this guy's Twitter feed out. It's gonna disturb you, but at the same time, I can't stop scrolling through it.
The videos are pretty funny.
Oh, I'm not even. I can't. Well, we need to finish. We need to move forward in this podcast, and that's not going to happen if I keep looking at Ass Wolf's Twitter feed.
We'll scroll through this forever. So, well, that's about as random shit can be. So, I guess we'll get on to the crazy news we've got for this week. The first one you sent me, but I'm looking over here at the weather forecast.
I gotta pee, Robert. I gotta pee.
Uh-oh. Time out.
I'll be right back. Thank you for being a friend. I'm coming. I'll be right back. Come here, fit again. Oh, come here, fit again. Look at this puppy. Look at this puppy. Oh, he's a good boy. He's a good boy. Yeah. You gonna hang out in here?
What? 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 I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Finnegan has decided to join our podcast. What are you doing? What are you doing? You say hi to Robert. You crazy dog. What? Finnegan's going to hang out with us for a little bit. Oh, he doesn't like the headphones. It's okay. You're all right. You're okay. What? Fantastic. I was so confused. Apparently, Kelly was in the basement in the other room. And I went upstairs to take a piss and looked down the stairs because I can see down into the basement. Finnegan was just staring up at me from the the basement. I'm like, well, dude, what were you doing hanging out in the basement? Right, Finnegan? That's right. You're a good boy, aren't you? He is a good boy. All right.
I was watching the weather girl here on the sidebar.
Kelly made a comment about me making a comment about the weather girl. And, or because I texted her something like, I love you or something like that the other day. And it was just as she was listening to the podcast, the last episode. And it was just as we were talking about the weather girl or the girl, the Fox News girl or whatever. Yeah. It was displayed on the website at the time, and she mentioned that it was kind of funny timing. And I'm like, listen, you and Melissa, like, you guys wouldn't be drooling over the fucking guy from Outlander or something like that if you had a podcast.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did we play the drop?
I did.
Oh, great.
That's weird.
Look at this tattooed wonder. Great. By the way, I've switched over because I ran out of... Mm-hmm. Screaming Pumpkins.
Yeah.
So I switched over to an Amber Ale aged. It's a Looping Owl from Right Brain.
Huh.
Which we had. I had
Lupulin.
I had last on episode 102, Mildly Fishy. It's an Amber Ale aged in whiskey barrels. So that'll be a nice one to finish off the evening.
Yeah.
You know, that'll get me through the rest of the episode. So who's going first here with this guy here? This was a story that I had tracked down.
All right. Well, since I'm odd, I'll take the odd numbers and I'll go with the first story here.
Fantastic.
And based on the story here with the weather girl, I think this is in Minnesota, but I could be wrong. Maybe it's Illinois, according to the upcoming events.
You're probably wrong. Well, it says Mattoon... ILL? That's Illinois.
That's right? Illinois. Eh.
Who the fuck puts three letters in a state abbreviation, though? What?
I don't know.
These assholes do.
Yeah.
At Wand. Wand TV. Wand 17. Wand.
Yep. Well, this story takes us to Illinois, which I've just realized. It says that a man with his own name tattooed on his neck.
By the way, this story is from October of 2019, so this is recent.
Well, this is real shit.
Finnegan does not like Mr. Cocky Nuts. Let's see if he likes. Let's see if he likes. Pull my finger, POTUS. Let's see if he's in the Donald Trump.
That was really, really.
So he doesn't.
He probably doesn't like him moving. That's the problem.
He's fine with that, but. Cocky Nuts. Oh, he doesn't.
You're gonna come home and that bird is gonna be shredded. He's gonna kill him when you guys are asleep.
Yeah, he's gonna fucking murder Mr. Cocky Nuts. That's right. You're gonna marry. If you're just tuning in, Finnegan's decided to join us tonight because he's a good boy and. He wanted to hang out in Daddy's podcast room tonight.
So he's going to swallow the little thing that makes Mr. Cocky Nuts make that sound.
So he's over here with us.
And Finnegan's going to make that sound.
Just like that one kid.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, anyway, back to the story, Rob.
He was chewing on my shillelagh.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. But a man was arrested after he gave officers a fake name. He has a tattoo of his name across his neck.
Can't chew on the shillelagh.
Matthew, what the fuck is that? Matthew Bushman, 36 of Mansfield, is charged with obstructing justice.
Irish instrument to herd sheep.
He was arrested Friday night, police said. Officers were investigating a forgery, they said, involved Bushman. Police said Bushman, who has Matty B tattooed across his neck, tried to give them a fake name and date of birth to avoid arrest. He had an active Peoria County warrant. Bushman was taken to the Coles County Jail. And I guess it says Matty B. It looked like it said Mary B on it.
No, I can see Sue. Who puts their own fucking name on their neck? That's what I want to know.
And it's got the little the little teardrop, but it's like a comma. It's probably an apostrophe.
It's
supposed to be a tear, but it's
he looks like a guy who uses punctuation,
and not correctly. I'm assuming
not even close. No. We have some really quick stories this week. Number two.
Yeah. It's okay, Finnegan. You're doing a good job. You're a good boy.
It's my little guard dog over here. He will jump on you and lick your face if you try to break into my house and harm me.
Well, don't make him bark. You wake the kids up.
Yeah, we're going to be mad at you. We're in the basement. They're not going to wake up. Okay, so our next one takes us to Florida because, you know.
Oh, good.
It's not an episode. It's not crazy news without Florida, where a Florida man named. That's right. Named Samuel L. Jackson was accused of threatening a cop. Well, this Palm Bay, Florida. Florida man named Samuel L. Jackson became irate and made shooting threats after he was arrested on a DUI charge, according to Palm Bay Police Department.
It never works out.
No, not at all. Police said they were called to Jupiter Boulevard and Caballero Avenue shortly before 6:30 Friday to respond to a crash with injuries. I had to take a drink.
Oh, no. You're going to have the flippity floppity. You keep drinking like that.
Look what I did.
You finished a lady's glass full of beer. Congratulations. Yeah, but
it has a pill. Had an imperial style in it, though. Oh, boy. That was a bad idea. While interviewing Jackson, Samuel L. Jackson, in case you are just, if you're just now tuning in, we have a story out of Florida where a guy named Samuel L. Jackson became irate and made shooting threats. While interviewing Samuel L. Jackson, who's driving one of the vehicles? Jesus Christ, George. Involved in the... I can't even read while he's doing that. Get your chicken under... Control your chicken, Robert. Involved in the crash. Police say they noticed... They didn't notarize. He smelled. Notice he smelled like... smelled of alcohol.
Smelled like shit.
It's okay. Come here. Lay down. Of alcohol, his speech was rapid. His eyes were bloodshot.
Protect me.
Jackson, 43, denied having anything to drink despite showing signs of impairment, according to the affidavit. Police said Jackson became belligerent, depending on how you want to say it. Started yelling profanities. Like, get these motherfucking steaks on this motherfucking plane. After his arrest, making it impossible for them to conduct a test to determine his blood alcohol level. While on the way to an area hospital, Samuel L. Jackson told an officer he wanted a Royale with cheese.
And then he would shoot him
as he continued to yell obscenities. You say, I'll fucking shoot you. You shouldn't say that to police officers. You should not tell police officers.
They frown upon that.
You should not say to police officers, I'll fucking shoot you. As you continue all the obscenities, record show. Jackson was given ketamine. 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 Right? And other medications. Exactly, George. To calm him down while he was at a hospital, according to authorities. He was arrested on charges of DUI, driving under the influence, and corruption by threat against a public servant. Samuel fucking Jackson. Coming soon to an Alexa near you. I keep checking. I get that email every Friday from Amazon, like, try this shit with your Alexa device. And I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for Sammy J to show up. He hasn't yet, though.
Alexa, when will Samuel L. Jackson be on the Alexa?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Of course you don't. Right. You work there.
She's not going to tell you anything.
No. Ugh. Secret.
Jeff Bezos is like, Alexa, don't fucking tell them anything.
I'd rather not answer that.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Exactly. Well, this lovely young lady has had quite the ordeal. This is going to keep us in the state of Florida, where an elderly Florida woman accused of hitting a boyfriend with a metal detector for watching pornography, Rob.
Oh, boy. I don't know if you've ever taken a metal detector to the face or the head area, but those things would hurt, I would assume. I used to operate a metal detector from time to time when I was in the security industry. And you don't want to get hit with them. I'm telling you. I mean, like, it would sting. It'd be a bitch. They're molded plastic, you know?
All I know is he probably just wanted to sleep.
On the inside. He probably did. Well, you wanted to jerk off, apparently.
And then sleep, Rob. Usually comes right after the one. And this one takes us to Pasco County, Florida, which we have been to in the past. Oh, man.
Pasco County. This is like that's a mecca for crazy news, isn't it?
Yep. It is. We should just get the Pasco County news delivered to our homes.
Can I get somebody to deliver the Pasco County Times or whatever the fuck it's called,
Alexa,
to the bottom of my driveway every week?
Please subscribe.
What do you want me to play?
Please subscribe me to the Pasco County Times.
Hard Time County by David Childers on Amazon Music.
Let's do it. Oh, yeah. I want to read the Pasco County news while I'm listening to the song.
Deputies could see bloody scratches all over the arm of a 70-year-old man when they responded to a domestic disturbance on Sunday night. He told them that Jan Galatello, his 77-year-old girlfriend, had attacked him, and he claimed it was not the first time. According to an arrest report reviewed by the Miami Herald, the couple had gotten into an argument Friday night after Galatello said she caught him watching pornography.
Oh, deputy shit. Said,
yep. Deputy what kind said the of man porn? Claimed he was only watching a show on Cinemax.
Oh, well, same
just
thing.
Happened, yeah. Just happened to feature a topless woman. Even so, he said the distinction didn't matter to his significant other. The man said she left a mark on him after hitting him in the head with a metal detector. Investigators found no sign of trauma to the man's head.
Oh, good.
But they did see a metal detector propped up next to the entertainment console in his home.
He'll be all right.
Yep. He admitted to arguing with his sweetie. Oh, she admitted to arguing with her sweetie about watching porn. But she denies hitting him with a metal detector, the arrest report stated. She said she may have accidentally tapped him with it, but didn't hurt him. She believed she was only doing God's work, deputies said.
My fucking jam.
Yeah. Still, they arrested Galatello at the time for battery on a person over 65. Oh. It's a big jam. And took her to the Lando Lakes Detention Center, Rob. Oh, we've been there before.
Oh, that one was made in Jada.
Without bond.
Today is a good boy.
We weren't born to be beaten just because of time.
Just take a picture.
Where's our next one take us?
Hold on, I'm taking a picture of him. The love that we have made in Hard Time County.
There's a road leading out of here, but it's not for us, my dear.
Cause together we can change hard times.
There you go.
We weren't born to lose to the likes of Hard Time County. We weren't.
So our next episode, our next. Just because of time. No, we're not on to the next episode. We're still in this episode. So don't get confused by what I just said. This is pretty funny. So this next story brings us to Scotland.
Oh, good.
Scotland. Which our wives will be happy with because they're obsessed with that guy from Outlander.
Yeah.
Where a mom busts her kid for using Alexa to help with homework, which I think is genius. This guy's going to be in fucking Mensa. And what it says is a mom in Scotland has gone viral. The mom has gone viral.
Yeah, she has.
With a video of her 9-year-old son using Alexa to help with his math homework. It's actually more like cheating because he tells Alexa the problem and then writes down the answer. The kid doesn't know that his mom is in the room until she calls him out on it. She also lets him know that she's doing it, that he'll be doing it all by himself.
Huh. Well, let's play it.
4 times 3 is 12. Alexa. 8 multiplied by 4.
8 times 4 is 32. Alexa, 6 multiplied by 6.
Wow, 6 multiplied by 6. 6 multiplied by 6.
What is going on here? No. That is not how you do homework.
It's not how you do homework.
4 multiplied by 4.
It's not right.
4 times 4 is 16.
God damn it, Alexa.
You do realize you'll be doing all this again yourself.
Oh no, you're in trouble now. That's
so I
amazing.
Guess she's gonna make him do it all over again.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I give the kid credit for thinking. Why should I think about the answers to these questions myself when I can just ask Alexa? Because you know. So I think that's pretty funny. Oh, hi Finnegan. Finnegan just came back to say hello.
You good boy.
Well, he didn't come back, Rob. You have the door closed. You can't leave.
Well, because I don't want to wake the kids up with my bantering. Good boy. He is a good boy.
Well, that's good.
You know, he's one of the like, we've had dogs before.
Yeah.
And he does not bark. Like, he'll bark when we're playing. But he doesn't bark. Like, he doesn't bark at people, other animals, other dogs. He doesn't bark. Yeah. It's fucking great. He's such a good dog. Anyway.
Well, this one takes us to New Jersey. So no funny accents here. Although if you've ever been to New Jersey, you might think they do talk funny. But a Vernon man.
I watched Jersey Shore a couple of times.
Well, I think you set me up on this one. But a Vernon man, which I guess is in New Jersey. Alexa, where is Vernon, New Jersey?
The dog wants to go back upstairs. I'll be right back. I'll be here. I'll still wear my headphones.
Alexa's still thinking about where Vernon, New Jersey is.
What's there? Okay.
Well, Alexa, you're no help. A Vernon man asked to have sex with farm animals. Placed tire deflation devices on driveways when denied. Superior Court says a 31-year-old Vernon man is jailed pending trial after authorities say he sent several emails and letters to local farms and stables requesting to have sex with their farm animals.
Oh, boy.
Hey, creepy-ass bastard. Please say that when the man was rejected, not by the animals but by the animals' owners, he began harassing the residents and leaving metal tire deflation devices in their driveways.
Oh man, Richard, like spike strips in their driveways because he wouldn't let them fuck their animals.
Yep, Richard Decker, also known as Dick, was arrested on October 3rd and is facing 22 indictable offenses in addition to several disorderly persons offenses stemming from incidents in multiple jurisdictions, including Lafayette, Vernon, Wantage, Frankfort, Andover Township, Franklin, and Hardyston. Authorities say the incidents date back to August 2018 and continue to the beginning of October of this year.
Wow.
Let's see. In yellow jail garb and handcuffed, Decker appeared in the state superior court on Wednesday, represented by assistant prosecutor, filed a motion to detain him pending the disposition of the case. Following the roughly 45-minute detention hearing, she said the judge said she was overly convinced that Decker should be detained, stating that he was not certain there was any release conditions that would ensure the safety of the public. So evidently, he decided to start, trying to solicit people to allow them to let him borrow their horses and their sheep and all kind of weird shit. And then when they say no, he got mad. He threatened the guy's wife. He built himself a firearm. He had an arrow with explosives on it. So
he was
ready to exact his vengeance on these people if they didn't let him bang their farm animals. Rob, what a nut.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Those people are crazy. Farm animals need love too, you know?
Yeah, well, not like that.
Well, that's not for you to decide.
They need to be cared for. Well, it is for me to. Well, I'm not a judge, so I guess I don't really decide.
All animals have a natural instinct to procreate.
Well, not with what's his name? Dick Johnson. Dick Johnson. Decker.
Dick Johnson would be perfect. I'm not sure where the dog went. I let him out there, and I'm not sure he went upstairs.
He's probably running around the neighborhood.
Bacon, come here.
No, he's mad at you now.
No, he's never mad at me. I come home from work, Robert, after a long day of work, and the only being in my house excited to see me is the fucking dog. He's right there at the door, wagging his tail, his little nub, because they chopped most of it off. Oh, here he is. Hi, Finnegan. You good boy. He's back.
Like that, just stop talking.
I see you cut that story short.
I did. It went on for a while, so I figured I would shorten it.
It was one of those. See, you're not like me. I refuse to. I refuse to cut the story short. I insist on reading the entire story. If it's pages, it could be a fucking scholarly journal, and I would still read the entire thing because I need to read all the words. But so this takes us then to our last up, our last story of the evening, in which an
where's it take us?
An Area 51, so Nevada apparently. Scientists claim she was impregnated by an alien prisoner. Friends at World News Daily report, a biologist who worked on a secret government research project in Area 51 until a few weeks ago claimed she was impregnated by one of the facility's alien detainees.
Oh no.
God, that sucks. Usually I thought that aliens just probed you, but apparently sometimes they and impregnate you. 34-year-old Jenny Morgans, a Yale PhD, graduate of xenoanthropology and theoretical biology, spent the last 3 years working for the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, known as DARPA. She claims she was charged with studying and interacting with a group of 3 extraterrestrial detainees on the highly classified United States Air Force facility, known as Area 51, in Nevada. Miss Morgan's claim yesterday in an interview with the Nevada Herald that while communicating with the aliens through a limited form of telepathy, she grew closer to one of them, and one thing leading to another, she ended up having she ended up having sex with it.
Oh no,
we couldn't really talk because they speak another language of sorts.
Yeah.
but it knew exactly what I wanted. It was strange, exotic, surreal. The greatest sex I've ever had. You ever slept with an alien, Robert?
Not that I'm aware of. I might have.
Oh,
they didn't tell me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's
they had a green card.
Apparently, it's out of this world. No pun intended. According to her, whose superiors rapidly informed of her sexual escapade.
Oh yeah,
and their attitude toward her changed immediately.
Oh boy,
yeah, because when you start to fuck aliens, even in Area 51, they start to become concerned. At first, they were worried and angry, but they went totally. Oh, the dog! Hi, Finnegan. You good boy. You good boy. Come here. You good boy. At first, they were worried and angry. The dogs just came back to say hi to me, but they went totally crazy when they learned I was pregnant. I was afraid for myself to my little alien bastard child. So I quit my job and ran away. Ms. Morgan says she now fears being hunted down by government agents, both her for her hybrid child. But because of the secrets she knows, because of the alien sex, she says she contacted the she contacted the media. That's what I meant to say. To assure her own safety and that of her alien half alien child, claiming she is less likely to be assassinated now that the public is aware of her story. She's currently hiding in an undisclosed location. This U.S. Army Criminal Investigation Command, known as USAIDC, USAIDCS. has filed charges of theft of military property. Conspiracy to steal military property, as well as treason against her. Found guilty of all charges in a military tribunal, she could face 35 years of imprisonment and be ordered to pay up to $940,000 in restitution to the United States Army. Thank you, World News Daily Report, for giving us insight as to the ongoings of Area 51 and all the alien sex that occurs there. Do you think aliens have bigger, smaller, or the same size penises as humans, Robert?
I don't know. I mean, we have no way of knowing. Evidently, if we ask this young lady, Jenny Morgans, who's apparently in hiding, maybe she has a Twitter. Asked her, she'd be able to answer that story for us.
Alexa, how big is an alien penis?
Here's what I found on Wikipedia. While results vary slightly across reputable studies, the consensus is that the average human penis, when erect, is 12.9 to 15 centimeters, or 5.1 to 5.9 inches, in length, with a 95% confidence interval of 10.7 to 19.1 centimeters, or 4.23 to 7.53 inches.
Alexa, add alien penis to my shopping list.
I've put Elliot penis on your shopping list.
I don't think... No. Alexa.
Who's Elliot?
Alexa, add alien penis to my shopping list.
I've put alien penis on your shopping list.
So you can do some more research for us, Robert.
I'll look it up.
Oh, boy.
That's episode 114, I think.
It sure is. As always, you can find us on the interwebs at the Two Bob, the Bobs. You can find us at
Shame.
Shame. As a Two Bobs podcast. No way. No, I think we have a forwarding address there. But you can find us at thetwobobs.com. The social things. Most of the social things. We're not on LinkedIn or anything like that. But most of the social things at Two Bobs Podcast. You can call us or you can send us an SMS text message.
Yeah. I noticed that you had a phone number.
And what's that, Robert?
It's 530-882-BOBS. It's just 530-882-2627.
Finnegan, come here, Finnegan. You good boy.
No,
I'm still not exactly sure where the dog is. Oh, Mr. Cockiness right here. And if depending on how long it's been since you started listening to our podcast, Mr. Cockiness is a rubber chicken that Robert purchased for me. And when he arrived via Amazon, I opened it up and asked Harrison what we should name him. And he said, Mr. Cocky Nuts, which I feel like is exactly perfectly fitting, a fitting name for him. So we have George, who's Robert's rubber chicken. We have Mr. Cocky Nuts. We also have Donald Trump, also known as Pull My Finger POTUS. And he says, and this was a part of last year's White Elephant that Robert and I did. And he says funny.
Excuse me, that was ISIS, not me.
And I don't know, is ISIS still a thing?
It is now again. It wasn't for about an hour.
No, but then Trump decided, hey, we don't need to be in Syria anymore. And so he pulled all of our troops out and said, fuck you to everybody else. And now they're a thing again. So great news, everybody.
That's true. We'll see. It'll all be different again next week.
It will be. But you know what? The great news is, you know, we have a weekly podcast that we can bitch about these things.
That's true.
Why did you send me a picture of a lady with a scar through her eye holding a child? What is that from?
That's the lady that was reading to, or her son was doing the...
what was he doing?
The Alexa. Oh. He was doing the homework.
Oh, yeah. This was the
video came from her Facebook, so I sent you her profile picture.
That freaks me out just a little bit. And that was after I sent you a picture of Finnegan hanging out in the podcast studio.
Yeah.
Finnegan, come here. Come here, Finn. I'm not sure where Finnegan went.
He's hiding under the bed.
I opened the door, and I haven't seen him since. Sorry.
Well, we'll see you next week.
He's a good boy. Oh, did we finish the episode?
Not yet. We got to tell everybody bye, Rob.
Oh, yeah. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.